A Senate report says that formal childcare at a young age can place children's social, emotional and behavioural development at risk. The Senate's Education, Employment and Workplace Relations Committee has conducted a year-long inquiry into childcare, and it recommended more research on the possible adverse effects of childcare on very young children. This issue will come up again at the Growing Up in Australia longitudinal study of Australian Children Conference in Melbourne. Andrew Lee, who joins us each fortnight for Riseside Economics, will tell the conference which children benefit from non-parental care. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, you looked at behaviour. So do children in childcare have worse behaviour?
Well, Richard, they seem to have slightly worse behaviour as measured on these various indices. So this terrific longitudinal survey of Australian children study, which is, people might be familiar with the ABC TV Life at One and Life at Three programs.
Yeah.
And they're a set of kids which are sort of paralleling this large academic study. It follows 5,000 kids. And you do see slightly different behaviours for kids in non-parental care, but they're fairly small gaps, certainly in the view of my co-author Chikako Yamauchi and myself.
All right. Well, specifically, what behaviours are we talking about? Because this is what parents report, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So parents are asked a number of questions. One set of questions around attentivity, the extent to which a child can sort of focus on a task. Another one is reactivity measures, which is you might think of as the terrible twos. These kids are measured at age two or three, and it's the extent to which they throw things or stomp a lot when they're in trouble. And it turns out that kids in non-parental care on average seem to score slightly worse on these measures. But it's really difficult to be sure the extent to which that's telling us something causal about daycare or just something about the kinds of parents who's put their kids in daycare or the kinds of families.
All right, well, I'll come back to causality in a moment. But you said slight a few times now, Andrew. How, I mean, if it's very slight, is it worth worrying about?
Well, certainly we know there's big positive effects of daycare for families. So particularly given that most childcare has been done by women in the past, the expansion of the formal childcare sector has gone hand in hand with the expansion of women's participation in the paid workforce. That's very important for more productive employment. It's also important for women's satisfaction themselves and being able to continue on a career rather than taking very large career breaks or stopping a paid career entirely when a child comes along. Our study doesn't look at any of that, but we're acutely aware that there are these pretty big benefits of daycare for parents, and so we should be looking for pretty big costs to kids before we ought to say that the whole thing's a write-off.
Now, you've already mentioned this. You're not sure about causality. Does that mean that if kids are going to childcare when they're little, that they're learning the bad behaviours there? Possibly.
Certainly, to the extent that it's causal, then it would be a matter of kids learning these behaviours. And the thing that does seem to show up among the measures as being the largest negative effect is these sort of temper tantrums index. My sort of intuition about this is it's pretty hard to learn by osmosis from other kids in the room how to attentively focus on a book, but it's really easy to learn that, wow, Johnny just threw a toy across the room and all of the carers went over to deal with him. That's a strategy I might try myself at home.
Mm. It's why when my children were young, I tried to keep them away from Radio National as much as I could. On Life Matters today, we are talking to Andrew Lee. It's Riseside Economics, and we're talking about actually childcare of all things. Andrew's, of course, a professor of economics at the Australian National University. Now, recent research seems to be, well, pretty contradictory on this. Some say childcare has positive benefits. Some studies say it's negative. It's not helpful for parents trying to do their best for their young children.
It's certainly tough. For what it's worth, my two-year-old is in daycare, and my wife and I are certainly having no prospects of pulling him out as a result of the work that I've done here. I don't think that if there are adverse effects on him, that they're big enough to be worried about. But I also think that we should be careful of thinking that there is a single childcare effect. The biggest positive effects have been found in a situation in which the childcare is very high quality and the parents are very disadvantaged. That seems to be the kind of ideal context in which you'd expect big benefits of childcare, and then big costs of childcare conversely come as the parents are very advantaged, or potentially as the parents are very advantaged and the childcare is of low quality.
Right, so the worse things are at home in terms of socioeconomics, the better off kids do at childcare, But the inverse relationship happens if parents are comfortably off.
Yes, that's right. And so, for example, we have some nice evidence showing that high educated parents spend more time with their kids, even although they spend more time in the paid workforce. Time use studies also show, at least for the US, that they spend more time playing with their kids at home. We know in high educated families, the number of words addressed to the child per hour is two or three times the number of words addressed to the child per hour in a low socioeconomic status family. And potentially, if you're speaking more to the child, that might have a better beneficial effect on the child's development.
So the children from low socioeconomic group families may just be getting more words at childcare than they would have got at home.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we should think of this as kind of a balancing act. We shouldn't be thinking of a single effect. We should be thinking of what's the environment like at home, what's the environment like at childcare, and not necessarily expecting that childcare will always be better or always be worse than a parental environment.
Now, you were looking at behaviour. What we don't know is about whether there are any cognitive effects.
That's right. Certainly from our study, we haven't looked at the cognitive effects. There's some evidence in other contexts that you might get positive cognitive effects that are outweighing the negative non-cognitive associations, or the negative associations with behaviours. And so, for example, you might think that a child attends childcare has slightly more temper tantrums, but is slightly better able to read a book. We don't have strong evidence on this, but certainly those associations are possible. But everything looks pretty small. I mean, everything we can see in this study doesn't look like it's going to change the life course of the child.
Well, that was what I was about to get to, because on Life Matters many times we've talked about the importance of early intervention. Is the small but measurable difference in behaviour, are there implications for it when these kids are older? Because at the moment, they're even the oldest of them are quite young, aren't they?
That's right. So we're following a cohort of children born in 2004, and we're observing them mostly in 2006 when they're aged sort of two or three. The reason that we're doing that is that we're trying to just focus on a readily identifiable slice of their lives, the period from zero to 2/3, where we're really able to see what's going on with childcare. These kids will be followed until they're much older, and it's possible that we're going to see effects at that stage. But my guess is that while there will be large effects coming through from socioeconomic background, that the effects of non-parental care are plausibly, given that they're so small at the time when the children are in non-parental care, it's easily impossible to imagine they'll just fade out over time.
Does this report have any implications for quality of childcare, Andrew?
Certainly, Chikako and I observed that when there are more carers in the room, that the negative association between behaviour and childcare seems to be attenuated. In other words, better childcare measured by having more carers in the room seems to be produce better behaviour. But the carer ratio needs to be pretty high. We estimate something in the order of 6 adults per 10 kids before the association goes away.
Will anything settle this debate about, and this is something, as you were saying, you've been thinking about yourselves, about the effects of childcare on children, because many working parents really don't have a choice. Childcare is just part of life now.
That's absolutely right. So in that case, we should probably be thinking about improving quality. The one thing that Chikako and I are keen to emphasise is we need to move away from thinking there's a single childcare effect. So these kinds of peri-preschool programs, which were delivered to very disadvantaged kids in the US in the 1960s, we really need to stop the exercise of imputing those results onto middle-class Australian kids. We need to start estimating childcare effects in the setting in which we really care about them.
Much more work to be done, from the sound of things.
I'm afraid so, yes. It's sort of the conclusion of the Senate report and the conclusion of just about every other academic paper, but that's where we've ended up.
Andrew, thanks very much for joining us again today.
Thank you, Richard.
That's Professor Andrew Lee from the Australian National University, and obviously keen to hear from you on this. Get in touch, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters. Next, Ellie Valenti's been to the movies to see the new Twilight movie, New Moon. So what is the fuss all about?